You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When it comes to protecting your most valuable possessions, talk to a real person, not some website. Give a Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? You're in good hands with us, Nathan Zegura, Matt Wilhelm here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gibbs, we got to get to the phone lines here, 216-578-0850. Still to come, Eric Branch from the San Francisco Chronicle at the bottom of this hour. But Gibbs, what's going on with your phone? Are you going to be able to text with us today?
Yeah, right now I'm good. It could change at any moment. Over the weekend, I'm in Pittsburgh, rocking it out to Taylor Swift.
How good was Vance Joy, by the way? What do you think of Vance Joy's offer?
Boy, you know Vance Joy?
Come on, man. Your mess is mine.
Vance Joy was all right.
Yeah, Vance Joy's solid.
Yeah, I was impressed by Vance Joy. Like, my 11-year-old, she's like, hey, listen to this song. This is Vance Joy. I'm like, oh, I know that song. All right, good.
Riptide.
I'll actually know something. It'll be great. Because I was dreading. Like, I even borrowed one of her Taylor Swift CDs the one day. I'm like, I got to find a song that I can like, you know, something that... I'll go to any concert. I'll try any concert once. And this one was going to be a stretch.
Totally unrelated. Favorite concert you've ever been to?
Oh, God. Easy. Okay. Dave Matthews, Ben Harper, the last event ever at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh. They literally started knocking it down 4 hours after the concert.
Why do you go to Pittsburgh for all your concerts?
This one, Dave Matthews' record rep was is a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
Cool. I've seen Dave Matthews 28 times.
Okay.
I'm going this year, I think.
Oh, okay. I'll get you all pre-gamed up, Wilhelm.
What do you say?
I'm going to say, you know who puts on a great show, and I saw it here in Quicken, is Usher. With my wife, Usher is very entertaining. He did all his songs. His first concert was better than his second concert. So maybe like 5 years ago, we went to Usher, and it was good.
Okay.
Really good.
My favorite concert that I've ever been to was one of the New Year's Eve Phish shows at Madison Square Garden.
Oh.
And it was bananas.
Was it?
I can't even imagine. I've been now to 6 Phish shows. When I went to my first, I didn't know anything. I had never heard one Phish song. I just went with some friends, and it's a happening. They just jam out, and like the music starts to speak to you, and it's just like, it's awesome.
What's so funny is this topic came up yesterday. So I'm at my son's baseball game, and one of his buddies is is there. You know, his dad is a lawyer and a good friend of mine, and we just get talking. He talks about going to the game. Oh, we're going to game 4. And he's like, hey, I might need to hit you up for a contact, for a limo. I'm going to a concert, you know, later or in a month or so. And I go, what concert? He's like, I'd rather not say. And I'm like,
Phish?
What do you mean? No. And he's like, come on. I was like, who cares? I'm not going to judge. He's like, well, you know, like, I love music. I love the guitar. He's like, me and my guys used to be in a band. It's a hair metal band. And I'm like, who? He's like, Motley Crue.
That's great.
That's what I said.
That's a good show.
That's what I said.
Isn't that a farewell tour? After a while, he
didn't remember telling me that he was, you know, in a metal band with him and his boys. They've gone like 13 times. A bunch of his buddies are coming up from Columbus. They're going to get in a limo, go to a Motley Crue show. And he just said, like, talk about debauchery.
Oh, God.
At that show.
He's the one that called him. He's like, feel good.
Yeah, exactly. So he's stoked and ready for that to come, you know, coming, I think, in the next month.
I think it's their farewell tour.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome show.
So Tommy
show.
Lee, Nikki Sixx.
You know what I would love to see? If Motley Crue had Steel Panther open for them.
They had Alice Cooper opening for them.
There's a lot of silence there. Do you guys not know Steel Panther?
No.
Oh, my God. That is probably my second favorite concert to go to.
I know Sex Panther, the cologne.
50% of the time, it works every time. You don't know Steel Panther?
I don't think I do.
Do you like heavy, like, hair bands?
Yeah.
Okay. They're like a spoof hair band. So they do some covers, but they have their own songs. And, like,
in a couple movies?
I don't know if they're in movies, but if you look them up, like, one of their – they're very inappropriate, their songs. They're hysterical.
Fantastic.
Like, they would, like, one of their songs, this is not the exact word, but would be like, my heart belongs to you, but my body is community property. But they use a different word. But this very an entertaining group.
I'm looking at the pictures. Pretty hilarious.
And one of the guys is actually from Cleveland. The Miz introduced me to them, and they are unbelievable.
I'm up for, hey, like I said, I'll go see anything once.
It's a good time.
I've seen the boy bands. I used to work for a female radio station. Hey, you got extra tickets?
Can you explain to me what a female radio station is?
A female target demo.
Ah.
Yes.
I didn't know radio stations had genders for a second.
So anyway, Saturday, I'm at the show, and my phone keeps coming up, and it says it's got an update. I'm like, man, I don't want to do this on the road. I'm in Pittsburgh. So I just keep hitting not now. And then it finally just overloaded my command and just rebooted and sent an update. Well, now I can't – it was shutting off every 5 minutes.
Doesn't happen
all day Sunday.
iPhones, just FYI.
Yesterday I took it in. They had to wipe it. So I had to save everything, and then they had to wipe it, and it's still screwing up. So they're like, we ordered you a new phone. It was overnighted. I'm like, well, it's still 1:30. I haven't gotten it, but we didn't order it till like 4 o'clock yesterday. So I'm assuming it's probably sitting on my front porch right now. Please don't steal it. And
you can't just like reload it right out from the cloud?
No.
Mm.
Yep. Not so great.
Mm. Android problems.
Android problems.
Hey, man.
Glad I don't have them.
I'm all right. I love Verizon. My cell phone company is Verizon. They're
you
fantastic.
Get the iPhone on Verizon?
They're good people. I know. They're good people, and they took great care of me, and like I said, got me a new phone and got this phone working for me because they knew that I needed it. So it's working. It periodically, I get this message that comes up every couple minutes that's just annoying to get through. But
I think you like Verizon because you're practically getting a free Willy from Verizon.
That's why you like it.
I'd like to not talk about that.
I didn't.
How did the Cavs, by the way, go from 1 point favorites to 1.5 point underdogs?
I don't know,
game?
But I would take the Cavaliers. Run to your nearest bookie today.
If such things were legal.
Bet some credits.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to come out and say it.
All right. When we come back, Eric Branch from the San Francisco Chronicle will be with us talking Andy Lee, the Niners offseason, of course, the feeling in the Bay Area about the Cavs and the Warriors. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the wall.